Game two of a three-game set between the Angels and Marlins. What kind of a day would Mike Trout have? Well, let's find out. We'll take it to the top of the first, Trout facing Vance Worley.
Another 2-2. And Trout drives one out to deep left field. Oh, my, that is long gone. 1-0 Angels.
Well, I'm guessing he's not going to go back-to-back games without a hit. That baseball was literally screaming out of the ballpark. Stanton territory here at Marlins Park. Angel fan bringing the sign. Wow.
Realmuto at third, Colon at second, Gordon at first. A pretty good speed on the bases for the Fish. Maldonado set up outside, and it's fastball back pick at first, and Gordon is safe. Just got the foot in there. Dino's going to hustle down to the phone.
And that was Steve's real close.
Take a look at it. Albert's foot's there, and that's where D. Gordon's foot kind of stops and kind of collapses. So we'll see what they decide.
I think it's going to end up being a call stands.
Oh, he's out. He's out. They got him.
Good job by Steve Solis in there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what he thought.
It looked that way.
And the next delivery, it's chopped on an easy hop right the second. Should be the inning. It will be as Fontano throws out Ichiro, the pinch hitter, and the inning is over.
Middle guy's pinching up the middle.
Here's the next pitch. This is lifted in the air into right center field. It's going to fall in for a base hit. The Angels are going to get two runs as Maben scores, and so does Simmons. And boy, oh boy, they were running right behind each other right there. That'll be a two-run hit, and the Angels' lead has grown. It's 4-1.
Angels win this one 5-2. J.C. Ramirez gets the win, 7 innings, no earned runs, and 3 strikeouts. The Marlins have now lost 22 of their last 29 games. J.C. Ramirez gets the win. He goes 7 innings, allowing no runs with 3 strikeouts. Here's what manager Mike Socha had to say about his pitcher.
Good game. I think he started off strong and finished strong. The one on run the first inning was just, I think it was just a little inexperience on Nolan at second base and some communication. And then, somebody tried to make too much of the play. But for the most part, he was in the zone early, got some big outs during the game, but pitched a strong 7 innings.
What did you think of Trout's home run?
He got most of that one. That ball was hit pretty good.
Was JC an option for the eighth? And just the offense took a long time to rally there in the end of his day? Or?
Coming out of the eighth, we felt he had enough to start. Coming out of the seventh, we felt he had enough to start the eighth. We had Jose ready the inning before. As our inning got longer, I think that, JC had got us to a certain point, and I'd come down and thrown in the cage a little bit, but we just thought it was better to start with somebody fresh in the eighth. So if we had not even scored, the inning went that long, Jose would have started the eighth anyway.
Getting Gordon picked off at first, that was a big play. What did you guys see on the replay to make you think you had that one?
Steve Solis looked at it and correctly, I think, read it that, D's foot came in and it was on top of Albert's foot when the tag was on. It wasn't on the base, so it was a big play. And Maldi and Albert worked it great, and we got the out.
Have you seen Ramirez kind of grow into this starter thing from when you first tried it out to where he is now?
I think he's understanding putting pitches together for the long term better. Still a lot of growth there. I think he's understanding. He's facing the hitter the second, third, fourth times to understand some of the things he's done before. I think Martin's done a great job with him just in that respect as far as game plans and the adjustment that goes on. Game plan, you've got options on every count on a game plan that are going to be fluid, and you have to adjust to them, and those guys have done a great job.
Mike Trout's first inning solo shot gave the Angels a 1-0 lead. The home run was measured at 443 feet, according to StatCast. Here's what Trout had to say.
No, I was just looking for a fastball to hit, and, I got one, and I just didn't miss it.
Let's talk about the offense and the way it evolved today and how much more of that the Angels need to do. What's going to be key to continue that?
Yeah, everybody knows their role. Men on base, we got to drive them in. And, JC did a great job, going on eight innings. And, you know, it's fun to be a part of when we're all swinging like that.
Because you feel so comfortable talking about yourself. 8 home runs, last 13 games. What has been the key issue in that?
Looking for a pitch to hit and not missing it. You know, that's all you can ask for. You don't try to do too much. I just try to barrel it up, and you know, sometimes I get over the fence.
I know you like talking about your teammates. So, J.C. Ramirez, you've seen the growth. Play a little scouting report for me on what you see from J.C. Ramirez from center field with a fastball command and the breaking balls.
Yeah, he's nasty. You know, he's fun to play behind. Gets ahead, you know, throws the ball over the plate, and you know, gets some quick ground balls.
How about this ballpark and the impressions from the hitter's eye to the fly balls? How much you like it?
Yeah, I love it. I love when I play indoors, and yeah, it's great. It's gonna be great.
Matt Shoemaker takes the mound for the Angels on Sunday in the finale of this 3-game series.